Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Did you bring wine?
I got the glasses.
You guys, I made a quiz.
No, I didn't bring anything, but I'm here to have fun.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and I'm stuck in L.A., so put me out. It's 30 miles to the moon, but even though it's your move, you're just my little firefly. Joining us today, the usual Little Miss Ordinaries, including Kevin Overboard Jaeger.
Oh, I love this so much.
Kimberly, our Your Move game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Appropriate.
And with us is a singer-songwriter who you may know from his albums. It's kind of a funny story, Whipping Boy, We Are in Kids Anymore, Skittles commercial, Broadway musical, the upcoming Karate Kid musical. And then you can also hear his new BPN podcast, Now We're Talking. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to friend of the show.
Friend of the show!
Drew Gasparini!
You all ready for this?
Yes.
Wow.
I think we've completed the morons foursome now, right?
Has F done the show?
No.
Michael has not done the show.
He's our last of the morons that we have.
Okay, he'll be the last of the morons.
Yeah, great.
We'll go hunting.
Right before I did this, Andrew Kober texted me saying, make sure to answer all the questions by bringing us up. Like, make sure all your answers are about all of us. So I'm glad you already did that for me. Yes.
I set you up. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And before Absolutely. We do anything, what are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
I've got a lovely Pinot Noir here from San Lucia. And I don't know what this label is. I've never seen this before. I don't even know what it says. Can you guys read that?
Luli?
Luli.
Yeah, let's go with Luli. That's what it is. Luli. It's probably the name of some very unfortunate hedge fund guy's daughter. He's like, I'm going to name my Pinot Noir after my girl Luli.
100%.
Pretty name. 100%. Yeah. You don't even have to guess. Yeah. Like, that's what it is.
No. Yeah. Because, like, what's the saying? Like, you have to already be wealthy to make wine or something like that. Yes. It's like,
Otherwise, he
has saved a case for her 21st birthday.
The saying,
she's not gonna like it.
Yeah, Luli has no appreciation for what her dad has done here.
No,
totally.
Poor Luli. I mean, it's probably the dog.
And the actual vineyard is right next to their horse ranch.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. It keeps everything.
Luli is the horse.
And you know what? All those horses were bought for Luli, and she doesn't even want them. She doesn't even care. No. She doesn't value a dollar. She doesn't understand how hard her dad worked to give her this life.
She wants to figure skate.
Luli's a jerk. I'm just going to go out of the gate and say it. Luli's a turd. But they're
hot. Hot takes.
Hot takes. You heard it here first, folks.
Hot takes on Pinot Noir.
Kevin, are you also drinking wine?
I am, which is great because February 18th, I think, is National Wine Drinking Day.
What?
Oh!
Kevin, yep. You could have said any day and it would have been like, you're absolutely right.
That's insane.
Yeah, no.
You know how there's a National Pot Day? You know 420 is National Pot Day? Right, you know that's my birthday.
No.
That's exciting.
It's also Hitler's birthday and the Columbine shooting, so it does lose a bit of its appeal.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knew there was a National Wine Drinking Day?
That was probably fun in like high school and college to be like, I was born in 420, bro. Like,
not even. I didn't really like get into the marijuanas of the world until well after it was like young and cool. Like, I was like, you guys are smoking at this party. Get me out of here. I'm calling my parents. Someone's picking me up.
That's amazing.
Literally, what are you drinking?
I have an experiment because I'm still out of gin and too lazy and cold to go to the liquor store. But we have a lot of scotch at my house.
Wow.
And so I've made myself a scotch and soda to see if I like it.
You have like a tropical bird hanging off the side.
I know.
It's a lemon.
That's half a lemon. That is the biggest wedge of lemon I've seen on a drink.
It is really large.
Well, it's because... It's like, so that if I don't like the scotch, there's a lot of lemon I can squeeze into it.
That's totally fair.
You perched a rubber duck on the side of your drink.
The weakest drink I've ever had. So let's try.
Sure.
Wow. That rubber ducky line killed me.
There's like a fraction of a shot of scotch in here, so I love it.
Great.
Oh, cool.
Wait, Kevin, did you
also have an Austin East Siders black cherry seltzer.
Cool.
I love
who knew? Seltzer. My grocery store, it seems as though somebody accidentally ordered 100 too many cases of this.
Oh. Totally.
So we have been very nicely just purchasing one a week.
Oh, that
makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin, did you say which wine you were drinking?
I am drinking the last bit of a bottle and then open a new one in like a minute. So I'll show you the new one soon.
So a mixed grapes.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mixed varietal.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
The table wine.
Table wine.
Yeah, exactly. So this week I am.
What are you drinking, oh, yeah.
So I'm drinking the Trader Joe's sparkling raspberry and lime. And per usual, I have poured some Tanteo tequila directly into the can because that's what classy people do.
Yeah, Drew, we're doing this. He doesn't even pour like himself a mixed drink, he like sips out the seltzer out of the can and then pours in the alcohol.
And then you replenish the can with booze?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of a great and like, you know, if you're into recycling and stuff, that's pretty great. You're not dirtying glasses and wasting water. I think that's okay.
Yeah, you're
that's
like, true. You're like,
do you have...
Do you guys get asked this all the time? Do you guys get asked, like, how are your livers? If you dedicate, like, honestly, I mean, we're all from New York and we're all in show business, so, mm-hmm. like, that kind of is an occupational hazard, but
right. You,
like, if you dedicate, like, a venture, this is a venture, you're doing the podcast here, and it's called Broad Wasted, there's something attached to the word wasted, it's like the guy who does the Hot Wings show. Are your guys, are your insides going to be the same ever because you've committed to this?
So the answer is no. We are in a lot of trouble. And I would also add that like I have gained a significant amount of weight having started this podcast.
Yeah.
We did learn our lesson early on. Some of our listeners have heard this story, but like our first episode, we drank an entire bottle of Woodford Reserve and then went out afterwards because we were just so excited and we were just like, we can never do this again. And then we did it like for the first year and a half.
Yeah. It's like, then two episodes later, I opened a bottle of champagne. No one else wanted it.
Yeah.
So you can't recork that. And I was like, well, I guess I drank this whole bottle of champagne.
So yeah. Like three kidney failures later, here we are.
Yeah.
Episode 2,400.
Exactly. You know, if we haven't gotten to liver failure yet.
This was the show that got picked up. The real concept was, it wasn't called Broadwasted. It was called Handful of Pills. And everybody came on, yeah. It was like a grab bag. You didn't really know. Yeah.
And he figured, like, if ever there's a pandemic and we can't share pills or we're recording remotely, we should probably, like, switch up the concept before we even start it.
True that. I love that you can't share pills is a really, like...
It's really difficult right now.
No, totally. You can't share.
Can't share pills.
So let's talk a little bit about you. What's your favorite musical?
My favorite musical, it changes all the time, but, like, I think the constant... is Chorus Line. I really love Chorus Line.
What pops for you? Like what makes it that for you?
I think it's the fact that it's like, first of all, it's bop after bop. I think the songs are like tremendous. That score is pretty outrageous. Hamlish killed it, but that's a great name for a podcast right there. Can we just talk about what would be a great title for a podcast?
Hamlish killed it.
We just talk about...
Also,
the greatest Marvin Hamlish songs.
Bop After Bop is also an excellent podcast, too.
True that.
And you can do seasons of different composers.
Oh,
and
that's
so, like,
great.
You do like one season of Hamlish, and that's like the subtitle.
That's
and then
great.
Bop After Bop is an great.
Guys,
okay,
we know what we're doing after this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Chorus Line because there is something really visceral about it. I guess that's the point of most theater, but like, I think that was like one of the first musicals to really open up a vein. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Was, for the time that it came out, it was just so, oh my God, we're listening to real stories. This isn't like some fabricated thing. This was a really honest and true thing, at least in my experience of watching theater and like knowing the certain eras of theater. When that came out is a really impressive thing to me. And I think it speaks to why it was so long lasting and, you know, keeps speaking to people.
Yeah, we've actually talked about A Chorus Line a lot lately. And I think that one, I only say that because Kevin came to it later on. And like, we've watched a couple versions of it and listened to different versions of it specifically during this pandemic. And we watched Every Little Step as well. And I think that one of the things that, at least the way I feel about A Chorus Line, is that you see a lot of shows about shows or shows about show business.
Yeah.
And a lot of them feel very narcissistic and pat on the back. Whereas that one, I feel like there's a giving nature to it. And where a lot of those type of shows try to recreate that, but really it just becomes about themselves as opposed to everything else. And like,
well, you know what it really does in terms of that? Hell yeah, that makes sense, Brian. Well put. But like, I really think that everybody just... Brian, really.
No,
we don't.
Thank you.
We don't clap for Brian here.
No, not here.
We don't give anything yet.
Save that for Bop After Bop.
But yeah. I was really, what you just said speaks to like my real thought about the show, which is it kind of humanizes the artist's experience. It people who go to see Broadway shows have zero, by and large, zero understanding the work and the sacrifice that goes into auditioning or even just like getting a toe dipped into the jacuzzi of showbiz. You know what I mean? So I feel like Chorus Line really did a good job of humanizing artists. And then there's a show like Rent, which makes me hate artists because pay your rent. Like, I hate that.
Yeah,
Benny comes out and says, guys, I'm going to buy us the studio of our dreams. I just hooked up with the rich girl. She's going to give us the resources to do this. The things you've always wanted, I'm going to make that happen for you. And they're like, no!
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I'm mad at all of them involved.
Yeah, exactly. The minute I leaped into my 30s, I was like, I don't know if Rent speaks to me the way it did when I was 22.
Right. Like,
exactly.
Like, the Rent original Broadway cast on Broadway would say no.
Yeah.
Broadway cast in the movie would all say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah. It's been 10 years.
Like if we're doing all these prequels and like foil stories and parallel stories and like everything, like I want to see the wicked version of Benny. Like oh, I want to see
that's
the
it.
Other side.
That is such a great idea. I feel like the Larson Foundation would like hire murderers to kill us for about this. But I that is such a great concept. I love that idea. What was happening? You could just see him with Muffin or whatever his wife's name is coming from behind, like massaging his shoulders.
Yeah.
Are you okay, baby? And he's like, they don't understand my vision. Like he's really the struggling artist because his friends are brats.
Totally. Well, so you seem very, obviously you're very passionate about these things. Best show aside, is there a favorite experience you've ever seen? Like it may have not been the best show or whatever, but like coming out of it, it kind of like, it changed you a little bit more than.
In terms of a show, not necessarily Chorus Line, you mean?
Or maybe it's a production of Chorus Line. It could be anything.
I feel like the show, honestly, the show that like really changed my perspective of what theater was turning into or what it could be was In the Heights. And also simultaneously Next to Normal and In the Heights, they were like floating on Broadway at the same time. And I would like kind of bounce back and forth from those two shows. And I would see them on repeat because I couldn't believe how those stories were being told and the style of music that was being used. And I was just like, finally, two people are not trying their hardest to sound like Jason Robert Brown. Finally, there's a hip hop musical that landed commercially. Finally, there is something about mental illness that is being written in like a really digestible way, something that makes us all kind of understand and connect. There's like a weird little adhesive that gets like shot out into the audience when it has to do with depression, because even when people don't want to talk about it, they're like, oh, I know somebody like that. I know somebody like that. So I feel like those two shows kind of like altered my approach as a writer. So that those two for sure were the ones that were like, God damn, what an experience.
Sure. Well, how do you approach things? Well, what's your style?
I sit on the toilet for great lengths at a time.
Yeah.
And I hope for the best. That's it.
It's your Breaking Bad Hank situation. You figure it out right on the toilet.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I do a lot of writing on the toilet because what else are you doing in there?
Wait, can you repeat that sentence, please?
I do a lot of work on the toilet.
No.
What?
You
what
do? I say?
You
I
do.
Do. I almost said I poo-poo work on the toilet, so I'm glad doo-doo is what came out. I do work on the toilet. I do. My approach to songwriting is completely inspired by those musicals I named, Chorus Line, In the Heights, even Rent. I mean, just in the sense that, like, whatever the emotion is that's, like, boiling so hot that it's about to spill out of your eyeballs, that must be a song, and it just kind of pours out. I don't do the Sondheim approach, and this is a real generalization of what I assume his approach is.
Sure.
Let me tell you how Sondheim writes a song.
He sat in his office.
I there's something mathematical and like how clever can I be about his lyric writing that I love, and it's just not how my brain works. I really am more visceral and I don't know, less mathematical about sitting down and writing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Kitt just kind of blew my mind in terms of like, oh, I can just like feel all day and pump it out into these chords. And
sure.
There's a singer-songwriter approach to it.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. where my roots were singer-songwriter. I did that like for 10 years before I like decided, oh, maybe I should dabble in musical theater, you know?
Sure.
And now I'm a household name because of that Skittles commercial. You heard it here first, folks. Here on Bop to Bop.
Bop to Bop.
We'll talk about that because you a lot of your stuff is adaptations, so like Kind of a Funny Story. Yeah. And how did kind of Skittles commercial come about?
Skittles commercial came about weirdly at the same exact time that Karate Kid kind of came about. And there's a reason that I brought that title up, because it's a funny little connection that happened.
Sure.
But my friend John Johnson, who's a good pal of the morons as well, like I would even consider, he was like probably one of the original morons with us before. He's like, guys, I'm having a baby. And then like went and was an adult. And, you know, he's won like 6 or 7 Tonys at this point. It's insane. Wonderful producer. But his wife was in advertising, and they said, hey, they're trying to hire a writer who could do a good job at making fun of the Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack. And I was like, done. And I just submitted a couple songs, and they chose me. And the weirdest part about the show was Will Eno. You guys know the playwright Will Eno, who is like so crazy meta out and out there. Pulitzer Prize winner Will Eno is writing a Skittles commercial. The whole experience felt like I was on acid the whole time. But I say this all the time, and I'm going to get to the tie-in with Karate Kid in a second. But that experience, I got the job, and it took like 4 days to like convince them that I could do it. So 4 days of sending them material and like begging, you know, I need the money, give me the money. It's basically what I was saying.
Sure.
We had to cast it, stage it, a full production in a 1400 seat Broadway theater. And it was with Michael C. Hall. And we also had to record a soundtrack and the choreography and costumes. And we had to do all of this in 4 weeks. It was like the most, it was a full ass musical. Like, wow. I've never worked so hard and slept so little in my entire life. And it was all to feed the monster. It was all to just sell Skittles.
Yep.
Which is insane. But the reason there was a tie-in with Karate Kid is because I got Karate Kid the week before I booked the Skittles musical. And then when the Skittles, I had nothing to do with the Skittles casting, and I see the cast list for Skittles, and it says Julia Macchio. I'm like, Macchio? Like Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
Like the Karate Kid? And then when I met her, I was like, oh my God, she looks just like him. And it was his daughter. Ralph Macchio's daughter just happened to be in the Skittles commercial. And I went up to her. I was like, I just booked the Karate Kid. She goes, oh my God, that's you. They've been talking about that for a long time. Amazing. It was such a weird, like, it's, how? Like, how tiny is show business? How? So crazy.
That tiny.
Anyway, always back to why Rent sucks. Let's get all the theater nerds really pissed off.
That's wild.
It was wild.
4 weeks to do all of that? Insane.
Did they film it, or was it just?
No, they didn't.
I can't find it anywhere.
There was for a little while. I know this because my mom sent it to me, but there was like a bootleg of it that was floating around for a minute. It might have been like kind of chopped up into sections, but they got most of the show, and I saw it, and it looked and felt just as insane. Like, honestly, the whole experience watching it come to life, and like the bows are happening, and there's a standing ovation, and I'm standing in the back of the theater going, what did I just do? What just happened?
Yeah.
What, does anybody in this room know what just happened? Why are we clapping? It was so crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. Michael, you don't even need to know the plot of the show. Michael C. Hall played a bodega cat, and there was a lot of talk about how advertising ruins everything, but it was a musical commercial to advertise Skittles. It was the weirdest fever dream I've ever been a part of.
Have you seen the documentary Bathtubs Over Broadway?
Bathtubs Over Broadway?
Yeah.
It is a documentary about, like, what did they call them?
Industrials.
There was an article written about ours that was, is like, is this the
like resurgence
of yeah, because right after Skittles there was like an Oil of Olay commercial that Alicia Umfriss and Alan H. Green were in, and my friends Julia Madison and Noel Carey wrote it, and it was absolutely insane.
You have to, it should still be on Netflix. Bathtubs Over Broadway is about like the lost world of industrials, and it's and the albums that they made. It's fascinating.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, after going through one, which they argued it wasn't an industrial because of like the Super Bowl-ness behind it, or I don't know. They had to like recalibrate the language behind it. But if knowing what we went through, those industrials for actors especially, what a great gig. What a great, like, it's minimal time for the actors. It's a great paycheck. It's awesome. I think they should be brought back. Yeah. And also, the world doesn't know what it is anymore. 2020 happened, and we're like, what? Should we go back to vaudeville? What is happening? Let's just bring back the industrial circuit.
Industrial should 100% come back. But yes. Do you know where else you can get a good paycheck?
A real job.
In the corner with Kevin.
It's Kevin's corner.
Okay. Let's do it, Kevin.
Welcome to Kevin's corner, where I have some fun and zany questions to ask you. Yes. And today's game is, no, that's not Karate Kid, that's blank. So the way this is going to work is I'm going to describe what I think the Karate Kid is based on one or two sentences, and you're going to have to say, no, that's not Karate Kid, that's, and fill in the title of the actual 80s movie I'm talking about that's not Karate Kid.
God, I hope. All right. Now, Kevin, have you seen The Karate Kid?
I have.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen Cobra Kai?
Oh, I have not watched Cobra Kai yet, but my brother literally texts me every day to watch Cobra Kai.
I will start doing it too.
Wonderful. And no, it's really wonderful. Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's see how this works. We'll see how this goes. You're making a musical of that movie where Patrick Swayze and a bunch of boys act like they're in a gang?
No, that's not Karate Kid. That's The Outsiders.
See, you got it.
I nailed it.
Oh, you're making a musical of that movie with Ricky Lake?
That's not Karate Kid. That's Hairspray.
There you go. You're making a musical of that movie with Michael Keaton, and he has like a really tight suit on?
That's not Karate Kid, that's Beetlejuice?
A different one when he had a really tight suit on.
A really tight suit on, Michael Keaton. Oh, that's Batman.
That is Batman.
Okay.
Multiplicity.
I know Karate Kid. Karate Kid is that movie where there's a gang of people in high school who are actually vampires.
Oh, that's not Karate Kid. That's The Lost Boys?
It is The Lost Boys.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That's what that's about?
Yeah.
I know the Karate Kid. It's that one with the girl from the jeans commercials who walks around like half naked on an island.
That's not Karate Kid. That's Splash?
No, it's a different one.
That's not Karate Kid. That is commercials.
The red, white, and blank.
Blue? Lagoon?
There it is.
That came out in the 80s? Eyebrows? Yeah.
That came out in the
80s. She was like 13.
Oh my God. Doesn't she get naked in that movie?
Yes, and they have a baby.
Yes.
What's happening, you guys?
It was actually just a Skittles commercial.
That was... It's all connected. It was such a fever dream.
Taste the rainbow.
I know what Karate Kid is. It's that movie with that kid named Chunk.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not Karate Kid. That's The Goonies.
I love that movie. All right, we got two more here.
Okay.
Oh, I know what Karate Kid is. It's that mildly entertaining but also creepy movie with that singer and Jennifer Connelly where he's like lecherously following her around when she's like 14.
Oh, that's not Karate Kid. That is the substance of most of my nightmares as an adult. That's The Labyrinth.
I know. I literally will never get over the segment where those like things take their heads off and throw them.
Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Jim Henson in the 80s got real dark, real so freaky.
And the last one is, oh, I know what the Karate Kid is. It's the one where that guy goes crazy with cocaine and shoots a bunch of people because he's trying to help his partner have a sex change.
Oh, that's not Karate Kid. That's Dog Day Afternoon.
Oh, that's close, but it's not. It's not that one.
No, that you're
that.
Oh, that is what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you think it was, Kevin?
I was describing Scarface.
Oh, you mixed two of the movies up, I think.
Oh, you mean A Scarface Afternoon?
Scarface Afternoon.
Okay, we'll do one more.
That's what it is.
Wait, but that just to be clear, that is going to be a musical, just to be clear. Scarface Afternoon will be on Broadway.
The thing is, with that, Kevin, like, if you watch Scarface now, you're going to be, like, very disappointed.
Because that's not what Scarface is about at all.
I think you'll love Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, we have to end on a note where I actually know what the movie is. All right, let's try this one. I know what the Karate Kid is. It's that movie
where
you have to save the baby Dolores from the evil Bath Morta. And Val Kilmer's in it, and I kind of as a little kid started...
Is this Willow?
I'm sorry, how can you form the question properly?
I'm sorry, no, that's not Karate Kid. That's Willow.
That is Willow, and this has been Kevin's.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Yay!
Did you use Scarface with Dogman Afternoon?
Dogman?
Oh, Dogman Afternoon is so good. All these non-titles are killing me. I love Dogman Afternoon.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUPSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Do you have a favorite 80s movie?
Some of them were mentioned there. I love The Goonies. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Karate Kid is easily one of my favorite 80s movies. And Ghostbusters, for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. Love Ghostbusters. What's that bottle, Kevin?
This one is Faustino Rioja. We're switching it up.
Nice.
Oh, Faustino. That's his son. He has Luli and Faustino. It's the same vineyard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about Karate Kid. Like, what's the status update? Like, what's happening?
Well, we are destroying all the theaters currently on Broadway and building one mega theater in the middle of Times Square. It's just going to be Karate Kid from here on out, folks. That's the only musical.
Except the all-Broadway regionals.
so many murderous theater fans listening right now. Right now, we're looking good. And I'll say this, you know, I hate sounding like, just you wait. But it is so good. And right before this shutdown happened, right before everything went dark, we had our industry reading, and it was like a standing O in the room. I mean, like, it was like, oh my God, they did it. Oh my God. Everyone wants this to fail, but for some reason they've accomplished it.
And oh, that's gotta feel good.
Oh, it felt so good because I'm so the small dog on this team. The writer is Robert Mark Kamen, who wrote all the original three Karate Kid movies. He also wrote the Taken series with Liam Neeson. He also wrote my favorite movie, maybe of all time, The Fifth Element. And yeah, no, he's no joke. And our director is a guy named Amon Miyamoto. He's a Japanese director. He did Pacific Overtures on Broadway many, many years ago, nominated for the Tony. And he's huge in Japan to the point that, like, when I was out there visiting, doing work out there, he gets stopped in the streets. Like, he's a celebrity. There's billboards of him. And our choreographers are Keone and Mari Madrid, who are the director. Yes, they're amazing. Go follow them on Instagram and everywhere else you can follow dancers. They're so, so good.
They were on World of Dance.
Yes. Yes, they were. And then they did like the choreography for the Justin Bieber Love Yourself video. And they are the directors and choreographers for Once Upon a One More Time, the Britney Spears musical that's on its way.
Yes.
And they're our choreographers. And they have all this. They have a martial arts background. And they just sent us. They said they were going to do four songs just as like a proof of concept of here's how we see the show. And they did 11 songs. And we watched these videos. This just happened in the last like 2 weeks. So we are gung-ho still going toward Broadway in a big way. Visually, I swear to God, no one has seen anything like what we are trying to accomplish with Karate Kid. It is amazing. Like, I'm not saying this because I'm writing the score. I'm saying this as someone in the audience, like, looking at it. After seeing these videos, I'm like, what? Like, I'm blown away by what we're trying to accomplish. I love the team I'm a part of, and I'm really proud of the show. I still can't believe I have this job.
That's awesome.
Who gave me this job? It's insane.
That's so fun.
But I'm excited for it to come. You guys, you're all invited. Come.
Yeah.
Tickets on me, friends. You three. But no one else. Just you three. Don't tell anybody about it. Anybody who's listening to this now, don't be emailing. It's just these three here. It's just Kevin, Brian, Kim. Kim, can I call you Kim or is it Kimberly?
What do you prefer? Kimberly.
It's Kimberly.
Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Actually, not sorry. I'd be very upset if you called me Kim.
Well, that's good. Kimberly. We're going Kimberly bop forever. To bop.
Yeah, we're going bop to bop, Kimberly.
Fine,
we're going bop to bop. I will say, as someone who's only seen Cobra Kai and not the Karate Kid franchise, will it help me understand Cobra Kai?
Will my musical, based on the movie you haven't seen, help you understand the show you're currently watching?
Yeah.
No.
I think it will.
No, okay. I feel like there was a right or wrong answer, and I just answered wrong. So
no, it's fine. It's more than like, I think I saw Karate Kid when I was 5, but now I'm like, I'll wait for the musical.
Well, you know, that's how...
I watch a movie.
When I was being courted for the job, I was like, all I remembered of the movie was like the things everybody just talks about and like quotes. Like,
they're like crane on the beach. Yeah.
Crane. I didn't remember like the substance of the story at all because I saw it when
either.
I was like a fetus. I was so young when I saw this movie. But yeah, it's got a lot of heart. It's really, really good. And it's a great launching point for Cobra Kai, which is the show you're really invested in. And let's really get to the point. Why isn't there a Cobra Kai musical? Let's just
The real question. Because will you then musicalize episode by episode Cobra
Make it
Kai?
A series, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's call Netflix. If they're going to make Bridgerton the musical, let's make Cobra Kai the musical.
Yeah,
so they start it on TikTok tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm really, really getting tired of TikTok musicals. For all the reasons that I think are okay, I tweeted something the other day that was like, I can't wait to see musicals in a theater again, not on TikTok. And then all of the TikTok community was like, these two young girls are writing this amazing thing on TikTok. Why would you shit on TikTok? I go, I'm not. I would just rather be in an audience, you know, seeing a live experience, honestly.
And their hopes is that it will get to a live audience.
I hope
that's what people need to realize.
I hope that too. But here's what they also need to realize. Netflix and Disney with Ratatouille, they just discovered that we don't have to hire people to write our properties for us. Yeah, they'll just do it for free on this app. And then we can license their work instead of paying them for the hours they put into doing the work. And I feel like that is something no one realizes. And maybe I'm off base, honestly, but through my experience in the last 12 years of working in this business, that's a slippery slope. I'm just saying it, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
because they're getting paid by likes, and
or they're not getting paid at all right now.
I feel broke because I seriously don't get enough likes in my life, and also I'm broke.
let's talk about big money maker. Yeah, we'll talk about the big money maker. You know, the elf in the room, podcasts.
Oh yeah.
We've all mined the entertainment industry and found the true money making.
I know, Brian. I almost couldn't hear that. I almost couldn't hear that because there's a mountain of cash in front of you. You have to move that slide so I can hear you better.
Let me get out of my coin vault with Scrooge and get back to the microphone.
My God!
So you started a podcast called Now We're Talking.
That's right.
Aside from the fact that now you're talking. What's the podcast? Tell us a little about that. It's through BPN, our network.
Yeah, we love being under the umbrella of BPN. They're wonderful people there. I really do love them there. They've been really helpful and really, really, you know, encouraging and supportive. And I just felt like now was a good time to hop into the way oversaturated market of podcasts.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. To be honest, like that was never an idea I ever had. It's never something I really necessarily wanted to do. But I really enjoy it. Like I, you guys must get a kick out of doing this. I love doing this podcast. And it's basically, I've worked, you know, being a composer, people are singing your show all the time. Mm-hmm. And I get to meet all these people a lot with the amount of concerts I do and the amount of developmental projects and things like that going on. So I realize all we talk about is like, oh man, what's next? Let's talk about your current resume or like, what's the next thing you got going on? Like even not on a podcast, I'm asking like talk show questions, but now it's, let's go a little weirder. That's basically what We're Talking is, you know, like what Ninja Turtle did you have sex dreams about? That's the kind of show I want to host.
Raphael, he was sassy and totally gay.
You're right. Oh my God. You're so right. He was so, so moody.
Let's play a game.
All right, okay. Game.
Yeah, let's play a game.
Game ready?
Yeah.
I have two rounds of plot points for us.
Okay.
How you play plot points is, because we're not sitting around a table with the ability to pull out of a hat, you'll give me two numbers, 1 through 4, and I will chat you in Zoom the name of, let's talk about the first round, the name of an 80s teen movie.
Okay.
And the title of a song from the category I'm calling Britney and Boy Bands.
Okay.
And you will tell everyone the plot of the film to the tune of the song, and we have to guess both of those things.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait, so what do I have to do?
Kevin will go first.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, Kevin, two numbers between 1 and 4.
2 and 3.
Good choices, okay. Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. Stay right.
No,
there.
You're welcome.
Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Do you guys hang out with your guests like outside of the podcast and like drink and stuff?
Oh yeah. When we're in person, it's like we hang out and then we go out.
Yeah, I want to do that. Like, can I be invited back on when the world opens back up?
Yes.
I would love to hang with you as a person.
Oh, absolutely.
I vibe with this trio.
Yeah, I'm down with this.
All right, Kevin, do you see your answers?
I'm ready.
Okay.
There are a bunch of boys and they are about to lose their home. So they decide to find a pirate ship of gold.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh.
So it's Goonies and I Want It That Way.
Yes, it is.
Correct.
All right. So you have to say ding, ding, ding when you know the answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or just shout.
Oh, okay.
No one cares.
Protocol. I don't know the protocol. I'm trying to be a polite drunk over here.
All right, Brian, you want to turn?
Yeah, okay.
No, I appreciate it because Drew was nodding to me the way that like other drunks at karaoke do. And they're like, yeah, that's it. You got it.
That's the one. Yeah, bro.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go with double ones.
Double ones. Snake eyes. Or is that double zeros?
No, snake eyes is ones.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't played a board game in a while.
Because you can't roll zeros. How does that work?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you literally haven't played a board game since 1901 when zeros were on the dice.
I was going to say, how sad would that be to see a die that's just like a blank spot? It's even bothered to put a hole in it.
Yeah, instead of the six sides of a die, there's a weird seventh side and it was a zero. A big just...
Or like I was picturing like the dots, and in my mind that like turned into a zero.
The die makers union got together and were like, "We're not doing 1 to 6. We're doing 0 to 5 now." Because
now I'm gonna get my husband's D&D die out and see if there's a zero in any of them.
That probably is. There's like 48 sides to one of those things.
Yeah, but there's also elves in that game, so that doesn't really count.
Any game with elves doesn't count.
Double
as a game.
Zero.
Oh, you really were like referencing the Dungeons and Dragons to us.
Because I haven't played a game in a while, but I see these around the house.
God bless. That's a really fun game. People used to shit on that game, but man, that is a good time. If you haven't played that.
People are coming back to it because it's like you can connect with friends from all over because you just play it on Zoom now.
Sure, let's write a musical about LARPing.
Okay.
I find that fascinating. There were two documentaries that were so good about people like going into the woods and LARPing, and I think it's amazing.
That is a really good idea, actually. You know who would have done a great job with that? Rest in peace, is Michael Friedman. He would have killed a musical.
100%.
Yeah,
100%. LARP musical, yeah.
All right.
Brian, do you have your answers? Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Okay. when all my parents go out, I think that they come, and then the person watching me arrives, and that person has a journey.
Oh, Babysitter's Club? No. Who killed the babysitter? What's the movie? Anthony Rapp's in it. Elizabeth Shue's in it.
Yeah.
Adventures
in Babysitting.
Yes.
With Oops, I Did It Again.
That is correct.
Solid. Drew, would you like a turn?
I would love a turn. This seems fun.
There's a babysitter in it.
Two numbers between 1 and 4.
Two numbers between 1 and 4. Can I do 3 and 4?
Yeah. Okay.
Man, I haven't seen Adventures in Babysitting in a very long time. And aside from the cast, like you had mentioned, and the picture on the VHS cover of them like on a rope climbing a building, I don't remember anything else about it.
Well, no, that's a good point about that movie. Wait, Kimberly, what if I don't know the plot of the...
Do you want me to send you the other one and then I'll use that one for my turn? Okay.
Yes.
Do you know this plot?
Vaguely. I feel like I can
take that one a little bit better.
Let me see.
What obscure ass, girly ass Disney movies did you pick that he doesn't know?
No. They're not girly movies. These are actually good movies. I just don't know the first one she sent. All right.
To be fair, I don't either. Now I have to use it for my turn.
It'll be great.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay, Drew.
He asks his kids to stand on their desks and repeat this thing he said again and again.
It's Dead Poets Society.
Yeah.
And Hit Me Baby One More Time.
You nailed it, man.
Oh, absolutely. Good. All right, I'll use The Leftovers. Let me see which one.
I'll opt out of guessing because I saw the last.
You can guess the song.
Okay.
I'm making up a girl inside my room.
Things
inside.
Oh, wait.
Okay, it's
school.
It's weird science.
Yeah.
And it's tearing up my heart.
Yeah, dude. That's NSYNC. That's like young NSYNC, right?
Baby NSYNC. I watched the Britney Spears documentary today, and so she was on my mind.
I saw her. I saw, and you know what else? And I've been doing a lot of Peloton lately.
Was there a Britney ride?
Yes.
Cody, I don't know if you guys know about these trainers, but whoever Cody is like rocking the Britney life. He talks about
Cody's awesome.
He's awesome. I really enjoy his classes, but it's been very prevalent. Yeah, that documentary was
something
troublesome.
Else.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oof.
If you get a chance, watch the SNL skit about Peloton.
Oh, I saw that. I love it. The elderly woman who shows up, who's doing better than you.
So good.
The ones that just ignore you.
How can I get her out of here? How can I get her off the screen? I love that.
That was a really good sketch.
Wonderful.
All right. Is there a round two, you said?
There is, if you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Same order, Kevin, between 1 and 4. Oh, and this theme, the plots are all, I just Googled Netflix nostalgia shows.
Okay.
And songs from 80s musicals.
Good research.
Okay.
Well done.
Great. I will take number 4 and 1.
It won't let me copy it. There we go.
I'm eclectic like that.
I was going to pick Snake Eyes again, Kevin.
I was going to, I'm going to pick 00 next time and see if it happens.
I'll think. Okay. Then you make up your own.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
I wish everybody could see your face right now.
It's just like, as soon as I take away the words from this song, I like can't find the melody without this word. So I'm
sure.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
I can't wait.
These people have such weird names, they don't make sense, because there's a boy that's named Pacey and there's a girl that's named Joey. Yeah, there is no way.
Okay. It's Dawson's Creek. And I'm telling you, I'm not going.
Yes. Correct.
Oh my God.
Wonderful. Brian, your numbers.
I feel like I've sung that song so many times in gay bars that like you can't take the words away from
sure.
No way.
33.
Oh yeah.
Wonderful.
Kimberly, how are you liking your scotch so far?
Oh, great question. Great question.
I finished it. I enjoyed it. I think next time I'll add a little more.
Scotch?
No. Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah. Is that your Mr. Bumble?
Yes.
But I finished exactly it, so right. I'm now drinking the black cherry apple cider.
Is that alcoholic apple cider?
Yeah. Or it's Austin East Ciders, which is a cider brand, but it's a seltzer, but made with apples. So I think they're just rebranding what low calorie hard cider is and calling it seltzer, but it's very good.
All right. Be right.
Okay. This is hard. Cause I know this is a really hard song.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
The song is Bring Him Home.
No, I
can do that one. Was like, it's not hard. He's like, okay. Oh.
I just gave you all like Queen of the Night.
I hate you.
These siblings never knew how much they missed each other.
Oh boy.
This is, I don't know. This
Do you not know how this song goes?
I only know the title phrase.
But you didn't sing that.
Yeah, I even asked for a new
give me another
earlier.
Song.
You
give
really
me another
dove
song.
In. Just
give me another
for
song.
It.
I really tried. I can't, I even looked up the
Wait,
lyrics here.
What did
here.
You sing though?
Yeah, what don't, was that?
No,
it was
don't.
Not the melody.
I know. It's just, I know. All right, new song, please.
Okay.
Were you saying?
Oh, wait, hold on.
And they call him Clifford.
You will
no.
never get it. Wait, you mean Flipper, not Clifford.
Yeah,
I
that's not
it.
No,
it's a dolphin,
you
not
meant
a
the
big
dolphin.
Red dog.
Yeah, remember I took Flipper's theme song and added it to Clifford the Red Dog? I did that.
That
You're making live action
one
Clifford.
One second ago. What?
Yeah. They're really disturbing
wow.
mocap images coming out of
wow,
like the
wow,
fake
wow.
dog walking around the street.
Tom
oh,
Hanks
yeah,
is no. playing Clifford.
Yeah,
I wish.
He's got a bunch of dots on his face to get the CGI.
Oh, God.
James,
okay. Brian, do you know this song?
I do know this song.
Is his
okay.
friend, like, poor James Marsden.
Poor James Marsden.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Two siblings. They are twins. And they don't know how much they missed each other. And they get put together.
Parenthood?
No.
Parent Trap?
No.
Oh, good call, though. But no.
They have, in real life, they have a little brother. He was on Full House and his own show.
Oh my God, dude.
But on his show, on her show, they were twins who were separated.
Oh, sister,
together.
Sister.
Yes.
Sister, sister, and whatever that song is.
Somewhere That's Green.
Yeah,
somewhere
That's Green.
That's green.
Also, it's very hard to not think of the sister, sister theme song in my head.
I know.
Yeah, dude. Sister,
sister. Never knew how much I missed you.
Yeah, come on. That's great. That's
right.
A great show.
What a good show.
I really do miss that era of like 90s sitcoms. I'm on my like third and a half glass of wine here. So let's.
Great. Two numbers between one and four.
One and four.
Great.
You know, there are only two numbers between one and four. It's two and three.
Or inclusive of one and four.
Yeah. Are we doing integers only?
Oh, God, I hate
1.5.
Okay. So, this is... Okay.
Is that an Ithaca sweatshirt?
Who? Me? Ryan?
No.
It just has an eye in the middle.
It's like a random American Eagle sweatshirt.
Sounds right.
Okay.
I believe in you, Drew.
I have doubts, but thank you. Wacky teacher, she takes her students on a lot of field trips. She takes them somewhere they don't think they'll go, but then the
okay, it's the Magic School Bus.
Oh, thank God, yes.
One Day More.
Wow,
day more.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's all you had to guess.
Well, you yeah, you did.
You're trying to guess the third thing.
But, yeah, Brian, what was the third thing you were about to say?
Were you singing the song that I was singing? No.
Something dark. I haven't seen my father in 10 years. Just like, what? Brian, why'd you want to share that?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, my screen goes blank.
So dark. We're talking about Magic School Bus, and that's like the darkest way to like end that chunk.
And that's amazing.
All right. Camera.
Okay. My turn with The Leftovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian, don't guess the song.
I keep thinking your show is The Leftovers every
yes,
time
so
you
do
say
I.
That.
Oh, interesting. I've never seen that show.
It's a masterpiece.
It sounds spooky.
It's very depressing.
I'm okay then. I'll stick to Cobra Kai.
I'm okay.
Okay. They've got coffee to drink. This mother and daughter, only 16 years Gilmore apart.
Girls. Yes. Gilmore Girls.
There is magic to do.
Yes. Now, Brian, what was the melody you sang?
Wait, that's the song Brian had?
Yes!
I literally couldn't place it. I couldn't place it. Like, nothing in my body could place it. I have no excuses. I have no excuses.
Oh, my God, that kills me.
I couldn't. You know when you know how the song goes, but you can't get another song out of your head from that same show?
So oh,
like,
my God,
I was trying to sing Magic to Do, but, like, Corner of the Sky wouldn't leave me.
But those, they live in the same universe.
Yeah, they're and that's, and I, know. And I fell right in somewhere in between that universe. And
I'm not kidding. Before I started singing One Day More, I was humming in my brain, Master of the House.
Sure. Yep. It's real.
Yeah. Like, oh yeah, that's from Les Mis. And the one song I can remember from Les Mis.
Yeah. See, I believe Drew did that because he still came out with a melody that sounded like the show. I don't know what you did, Brian. That's not what you did, bro. I love you, but that's not what happened.
Kimberly, this was a great game. That's
Thank you. That's been plot points.
Plot points is fun.
Well, that does bring us to the end of our episode.
It does.
I'm sad. I wish this could go on and on. I love this.
Oh, thank you so much for taking.
I don't want to do my podcast anymore.
Just always be on ours.
Well, yeah. Speaking of your podcast, check out Now We're Talking on the Broadway Podcast Network. Look out for the Karate Kid, like on Broadway, not like he's right behind you.
Well, yeah. There's no Karate Kid.
Time out real quick. When you said Now We're Talking, in my brain, I went to Look Who's Talking. Those movies are like babies with like adult voices.
Voiced by Bruce Willis.
So now if you do a live show, it has to just be like a deep fake of your face on babies' faces. Yeah. It's the only way you're allowed to do a live show.
And just for some reason, I get arrested afterwards because they're like, where'd you get these pictures of babies? Why is this happening?
It's for show business.
In that case, let him loose, boys.
And then Look Who's Talking 2 is just a wildly different movie, but like still with talking babies.
Right. Yeah, still and still with Bruce Willis, and that's all that really matters.
And Roseanne. I think Roseanne's the
other Roseanne Barr does the other baby. The pair everybody was begging for was Bruce Willis and Roseanne Barr.
The king and queen of Hollywood.
I mean, that's
Roseanne Barr.
But like, also, like, joking aside, like, that sounds like 80s to me or early 90s to me.
Definitely early 90s.
Yeah, because like, Kirstie Alley is the mom, right?
Yes, that's Kirstie, right.
And John Travolta is the dad.
The king and queen of Hollywood.
The king and queen of early 1991 Hollywood.
Oh my God, it killed me.
Roseanne.
Well, thank you so much. Wow. You can find us all of our podcasts on anywhere you find your podcasts, inclusive of Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us there. Five stars, please.
And thank you.
You jumped good.
I know. I got excited. We end every episode with a quote. And today's quote is, well, it's time for us to go, but I want you all to know that karate's not about fighting. It's about knowing who you are and being honest and being kind and honest while you're kicking for the stars. Yeah, that's the Johnny Karate way. Keep karate in your heart and aspire to your dreams. And always remember, you're forever on my team. Yeah, that's the Johnny Karate way. Karate yell, hi-ya.
That's actually a lyric from the show.
Yeah.
Johnny Karate.
Johnny Karate.
That is Johnny Karate from Parks and Recreation. That is the lyrics to his TV show's intro and exit, amazing. I believe.
Amazing.
Oh my God. What a good pull.
Great pull.
But thank you so much for joining us, Drew. Again,
yeah, guys.
Where can we find you on social media?
Just Gasparini, Gasparini, Drew Gasparini on TikTok, Insta, Twitter, Facebook. I'm all over the place. You can find me.
Cool. You can find us at Broadwasted, join our Patreon, join our Facebook group. A lot of good ways to get involved with more with Broadwasted. But again, thank you so much, Drew. And as we end every episode, we raise a glass.
Yeah.
And we say,
Zoot-doo-wop-bop.
Cheers.
Cheers. And a refill.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.